Joined by Sarah Hillworth, the head coach of the brand new women's hockey program here at Olds College. And today an exciting day is you get to show off what uniforms you'll be wearing here. So tell us what went into the process, you know, and obviously the sponsor that helped you out to get this where it is.
Oh yeah, like the sponsoring helped us tremendously. It's, you know, partnering with Canadian Tire and a local business is, it's very important for the success of our program, and the fact that they could be our jersey sponsors is unreal. With the process, we kind of wanted to go with a kind of an old school look, very classy, very sharp, and kind of just an homage to a very classic college look. So it's nice to start off the program looking like that, and we can kind of build the tradition off something that looks really classy, really sharp, and really professional.
Explain a little bit about how you incorporated, you know, some of the Olds College logo into it.
Yeah, so with the Olds College logo, we definitely have the Bronco on the shoulder there. Another way we kind of incorporated it that's a little bit different than other schools may do it is we incorporated all three colors, from the maroon, which is in the corporate logo. So we have a little bit of them, and we got a little bit of Bronco with the gold and black, and it's kind of cool that we can incorporate both the athletic side and with the corporate more school side of it too.
As you have 1 month to go before your first regular season game here, what does the team look like? And, you know, let's start with, I guess, an important thing for you is bringing in a leadership group. So explain who some of those players are and what you expect from them.
Absolutely. So the girls here today, they're going to definitely be a part of that leadership group. Krista Wilson, being a local, I think that she's really embraced just being a leader, both on the off the ice. She's wanted to jump up and kind of volunteer herself, and she's really excited to give back to the community. I think that's one of her biggest goals and initiatives because she grew up playing hockey here, so it's nice that she gets to play in front of her hometown crowd again. Chelsea Broadhead, Dana Houck, Elisa Campo, Cass Holt, and Jordan Krasinski, they've all kind of grown through their own programs as leaders, and I think that they can add that little special touch that we've already seen developing over the last week and a half that we've had the girls, and it's also nice to see the younger girls too. So there's a couple of younger girls that I think could embrace that leadership role this year, and I think that we're going to have a team full of leaders, and that's my expectation by the end of the year, that everyone wants to step up at different moments. So, you know, that hard work component, I think that's where you're going to see on the ice, and I think that's a sign of a leader. It's just the willing to work hard when things are going good and when things are going bad. So hopefully we can kind of embrace that, and going forward, that's one of their values. So it's nice that they're on the same page as me too.
That sounds like a good start there. And So in this next month, you know, what are your priorities before you hit the ice for the first ACAC game?
Definitely just getting them more gelled together, getting used to each other, playing on the ice, off the ice kind of thing. A lot of skill work, a lot of just stuff that they can build that chemistry with, right? So not focusing too much on skill or on systems. So, you know, that skill will be there. And developing that hard work. So they may have known how to work hard at a midget level and get by, but at an ACAC level, we know that we're an underdog. So we got to be able to outwork our opponents, and I think we have the capability of doing so, and I think that we have a heart to do so. So we've embraced that underdog kind of appeal to us, and I think we're ready to be unleashed.